certified case number 11,070, the Edge Group Inc. at Nassau, northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, approximately 500 feet southeast of Road 266, New Road. A special use exception to place a billboard, a variance from the maximum height requirement, and a variance from the required square footage for a billboard.
And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Rogers and Ms. Mathis have been sworn in.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mr. Chairman, case number 11070, that is next in list. If I may ask legal counsel, that case number number 70 and 71 are identical presentations. And the property is contiguous as three parcels on this survey. We'd like to request that they both be considered at the same time.
We can incorporate testimony from one to the next.
It's exact same testimony, because the situation for the variance is the same.
Okay. I see no problem with that. As Mr. Chairman,
I see no problem with that. There's no gentlemen.
No problem.
I think that if for purposes of voting, we will need to vote on each one independently of the other. But for a consolidation of testimony, I think hearing the two together make the night go a little less long.
Okay. Very well.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome, Steve.
You have a packet before you, and we'll get to that in just a moment. This is a special use exception to place steel structure billboards on a property, and this does have a variance involved with it. That's why we're here before you tonight. The variance of a 35-foot request from the maximum height requirement, requesting 60 feet overall height versus the required 25 overall height. Variance from the required square footage for a billboard, requesting an additional 300 square foot per side, actually 576 square feet, making the structure a 12 by 48 billboard, which is broken down to four parcels per structure. The reasons for the variance request: due to the Nassau Bridge. This is located when you're coming south over the Nassau Bridge, and you look to your left. It's where the Nassau Feed and Grain. This is coming north here. From Nassau, where you're going up the bridge. Mm-hmm. On your left, you can see the view from the south, excuse me a second, on the left, the view from the property northbound. Over to your left, you see a structure there that was approved a couple years ago that was AAA storage structure reconstructed there. This, on the left, lower left-hand corner, this shows that structure that was previously approved, that when you come up the structure that the height requirement requested is necessary, or you wouldn't be able to view the board because of the obstacle, the Nassau Bridge. And if you look to top left, you do have that the visual of the property layout, plus you do have a survey, and it shows exactly where the billboard structures would go on the property. This is a special use exception. Will the exception substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighboring properties? No, it will not. Similar special use exceptions have been granted previously on the other side of the bridge. Example, a AAA storage has the same type structure that we are requesting. Number two, are there any other requirements which are applicable for a specific special use exception requested? No, there is no other requirements. Uniqueness, standards for relief. Do you have any unique circumstances, conditions such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of the lot and shape, exceptionally typography, or physical condition peculiar to the property? Yes, due to the height of the Nassau Bridge, which where the signs would be viewed, the signs need to be much taller and additional square footage orderly to be properly visible. B, of standards of relief. Is there exceptional practical difficulty due to the unique condition and related to the general circumstances of condition? Again, yes, the visibility issues due to the Nassau Bridge. Second question, possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinances without a variance? In this case, at the billboard structure, no, it cannot due to the Nassau Bridge. Signs were required to have additional height and square footage. The size of the bridge would actually dwarf a normal 300 square foot billboard. If you look in the upper right hand corner of the visual there, which you have a copy of it also, that shows just an example of the structure that we're requesting. and that is suitable to and comparable to the one across the street. And this one also has a 60-foot height. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, the Nassau Bridge was there previously, before anything here has occurred on this property. Effects on the surroundings? Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. Surrounding areas are all commercial. Contiguous properties are commercial. And there are several other billboards in the Route 1 area, north and south of this one. This is commercial property. B, will the variance subsidentally or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of the adjacent properties? No, again, it's commercial, and the properties contiguous to it and around it are commercial activity also. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, there are currently other signs in the same area. Also, public welfare would actually be enhanced with additional information being displayed on these signs along the highway. Question five, A, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. Our request billboard size is the same of nearby billboards just north of this and across the street from it. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. This would minimize a necessity to afford relief. Other uses, otherwise signs would not be adequately visible because of the size and the height requested. Gentlemen, that's my presentation. One thing I have gone further, I met with Del Don on the site. Also, I contacted corridor preservation because along Route 1, you have a 60-foot side setback or front setback. There is a new director of corridor preservation. He was even unaware that nobody's ever contacted him before. So we do exceed the minimum requirements for the corridor preservation for Del Don.
That's an overlay, right?
60. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thought so. Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah. Is there a sign on the right-hand side, too? It looked like in this picture is a small sign on the right-hand side.
We going north or south?
Going north.
Going north, yes. There is one that would be 450 feet. From the north property line, but we're going to be over 50 feet on the side setback as required. It's over the bridge on the other triangle up by Nassau Orchards.
So it won't even affect that one?
No.
Okay, that's all.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. There would be a 300-foot minimum between the signs. Is that correct?
Yes, it would be more than that probably.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Calloway, no questions. So, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Rogers has very thoroughly addressed his standards for granting a variance, and without going through each one, there's obvious uniqueness in that situation with the bridge, as well as address the standard for special use exception. Billboards have already been there and it hasn't had an effect in the past. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,070.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,070. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, and I'd like to add that Mr. Rogers did an excellent job also.
Okay, thank you for that. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Mills. So, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,070 is approved at this time.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, we also have 11,071. Well,
let me incorporate the testimony we just heard into that.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,071.
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Is there, there's no difference in this one versus the other? The same height request, same square footage?
Yes, sir.
So forth? Okay. No other questions?
Thank you for that. Okay, Mr. Rickers.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,071 based on the testimony that Mr. Rogers has presented to us tonight, and I don't think the effect of adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties and the variances that were stated in the variances that in the previous case, I'd like to approve those also.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,071. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons stated. Aye, stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,071 is approved at this time.
Also, I have a question, Mr. Chairman. I want to know, how did you get the boss to come to me?
She sent me a memo and said I'd be here.
Oh, I got it.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.